Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Risk management is not a new concept within the federal government. Government has always been involved in managing risks, even as risk management has not generally been recognized as being a fundamental function of government. What is new is the need to integrate risk management into the strategic and decision-making processes that cut across an organization and abandon the outdated practice of managing risks within functional silos and stovepipes. The U.S. Department of Commerce has sought to do just this and develop an effective enterprise approach to identifying, measuring, and assessing risks, and developing effective policy responses, pursuing enterprise risk management as an approach. What are the benefits of pursuing enterprise risk management? How can risk management enhance department decision-making? And how are we fostering a culture of risk awareness across an enterprise? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Karen, let's start off by understanding the mission and history of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Could you tell us a little when it was created and how has its mission evolved to date?
Well, you know, the Department of Commerce, I think, is a very fascinating and unique agency and organization. It works with many businesses and universities and communities and nations workers to promote job creation and things like economic growth, sustainable development, and improved standards for living for Americans. We have 12 bureaus and nearly 47,000 employees. And these employees are located in all 50 states across the country and territories, and also more than 86 countries worldwide. And as an agency, we administer critical programs that touch the lives of many people and many and every American across the country. We have a very diverse workforce as well, and it's made up of economists, Nobel-winning scientists. We have foreign service officers, patent attorneys, law enforcement officers, and even specialists in everything from international trade to aerospace engineering.
So now that you've given us a sense of the larger organization, could you tell us about your specific role? What are your responsibilities and duties as the Deputy Director of Risk Management for the department, and how is your portfolio organized?
Well, why don't I step back and talk about some of the mission itself for the department and some of the operations that I support. So the department is, again, is comprised of 12 bureaus that work together to drive progress. And they really drive progress in five business-facing key goal areas, if I would say. And one of them has to do with trade and investment. The other is innovation, which is a big area. The environment, data, and operational excellence. So the underlying strength of the department is the ability for our bureaus to work together and leverage expertise in all of these goal areas to drive economic growth. In terms of my role in the real estate, for the most part, that I oversee at the Department of Commerce, there are really two areas that I focus on. One has to do with the function of enterprise risk management, which is a very popular area at this particular time. And within that area, I'm pretty much responsible for establishing and overseeing the department's enterprise risk management, or ERM, program. And that includes developing integrated and consistent policies and procedures for assessing and managing risks across the department. It also includes advising the departmental leadership and bureau management on the risks associated with all the aspects of design and operations of programs and activities. And I serve as a resource for informational best practices in risk management. In addition to that, I share responsibility with the Office of the Chief Information Officer for managing risks associated with information technology systems, the functions and activities. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the main areas. The second key area has to deal with the role of audit liaison and follow-up for the Department of Commerce. And I'm pretty much responsible for serving as the department's main point of contact for the GAO and OIG engagements and establishing policies and procedures for the GAO and OIG audit liaison and all those additional follow-up activities throughout the department. One big task is coordinating other departmental offices and bureaus on the performance, resolution, and the disposition of these audits and reviews that are conducted by the OIG and the GAO.
So with that portfolio, what are your, say, three top management challenges that you faced, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, I think within any organization, communication is key, especially at the Department of Commerce. We have 12 separate bureaus, very independent,
very
operating.
Decentralized, right?
Absolutely. And then you have headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that in business relationships, you establish great lines of communications and interactions with these organizations. So I would say some of the main challenges have to do with ensuring that there's a direct connection between headquarters and the bureaus regarding enterprise risk management, for instance. One of the solutions that I developed to address that particular challenge has to do with creating risk management officers at each of the bureaus. So that's an example of how we close the gap of communications with the bureaus. We actually establish risk management officers in each of the bureaus to reflect the same type of duties I do at the headquarters, and that actually helps the line of communications in the area. So moving forward, so in our effort to move enterprise risk management forward through continuous implementation, we also establish what we call an annual enterprise risk management maturity tool. As a way of communicating and overcoming that communications challenge, because many times agencies that engage in enterprise risk management activities, they aren't really sure what the blueprint is for actually implementing that. So we came up with a tool that consists of about 80 or so questions to help them navigate what that process is in terms of implementation. That has been very successful and very engaging for headquarters and the bureaus. And the other thing in terms of setting clear expectations as a challenge, one solution we came up with was issuance of a department-wide enterprise risk management policy, the first time the department had established a policy. Mm-hmm. And what that does is really outlines the expectations and responsibilities and actions for the bureaus in the department as we move forward in this area of enterprise risk management.
That's great. You know, with such an important position and given the challenges that you face, what are some of the things that have surprised you since you've taken your role at Commerce?
The biggest challenge and the biggest surprise I've seen is the fact that the bureaus, mm-hmm. Commerce as an organization, quite honestly, they were not giving themselves credit for the things they were already doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you think about these new initiatives, mm-hmm. Agencies or organizations feel that they aren't doing it. They may not be familiar with the terminology of what they're doing, but the basic tenets of what they're doing were there, such as with risk management. So I did find that they were applying a lot of risk management principles mm-hmm. within their organizations, the principles, the concepts, but didn't feel that it made a difference or was too small to be significant. And it really was an oversight. So I was really surprised by that.
That's interesting. So, Karen, you are an author of one of our most popular reports on this topic, enterprise risk management. And I'd like to understand, you know, a little bit about your career path. Can you tell us how you got to where you are now?
You know, it's been a journey. It's been fascinating. It's been exciting. and it's been unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that really helps someone grow as a leader is the unpredictability, mm-hmm. because we're dealing in an environment where there's a lot of uncertainty and chaos. And but in a good way. It's a good chaos, because the chaos and uncertainty brings paths for creating and pioneering in areas that have been uncharted territories. And I've actually found myself in situations where it's either been startup operations or opportunities, or there's been some disruption in terms of organizational change, what have you, and actually have excel in those environments. So my path has been pretty much defined by that. And I've utilized and leveraged those opportunities to create change mm-hmm. in various areas within the organization. My original background, however, I come from the banking industry.
Really? Okay.
Right, in the banking industry. And that was very helpful transitioning into the federal government, because now in government we're focusing on performance and metrics and achievement. Again, a lot of that insight and experience from private industry. And that's something that stayed with me, and just really applied that within the environment that I actually work in now. Mm-hmm. So I've done the basic things of management internships, detail assignments, all those different things that have really made me who I am today.
And throughout it all, you got a PhD too, right? From
I have a doctorate in organizational leadership and human resource development.
Great transition, because I often ask my guests about their leadership style and the key principles that sort of inform their leadership efforts. Would you outline for me your key leadership principles? And perhaps you could illustrate how you've applied those principles throughout your career.
Certainly. My thought is that a leader is always looking ahead. Mm-hmm. I think you have to have foresight.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't live in, I don't think you have enough time, or you can't afford to just live in the present. The present is important, but I'm always thinking ahead. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, it's funny you bring that up really quickly, because that Alan, I've had him on multiple times when he was the admiral of the Coast Guard. And it's funny, he would talk about the tyranny of the present.
No, that's a good point, actually. And it's real and it's true, because that leads to a lot of instinct. And I lead by instinct, not so much by, okay, I'm going to get this done based on the amount of resources that I have. It's not resource-driven. It's based on instinct. It's based on foresight. So those are some of the leadership principles that I actually live by within an organization, because change is constant, and it requires fresh ideas daily in order to keep pace with expectations and effectiveness. And I believe also in building coalitions and maximizing group synergy and energy. I think of it as just-in-time energy. You manipulate crowds of people. I like to crowdsource energy and then come together to create and affect change. An example of that is about 2 years ago when I established an informal, it's called the Interagency Enterprise Risk Management Council.
Okay.
Established that, and that really grew out of a desire for me to touch base with other risk practitioners within government who were nascent mm-hmm. in terms of establishing within the organizations. What I found was that because of the work I've done, the research reports and experience that I've had over the past 10 or so years, folks were asking me the same questions all the time. So I had to find a better, more creative way to answer these questions, and just really invited them into a conference call of five or so people. So that grew. The interest in my personal conference calls that I was having grew from 1, 2, 3, 5 people. And I just decided I need to do this on a regular basis. There's a hunger and desire, need for knowledge and information in this area. So I built that into the Interagency ERM Council. Now we have about a listserv of nearly 100 folks on the list. And a representative from at least a majority of the 24 CFO Act agencies. It's an informal group, but the fact that that group was present mm-hmm. and established, even though it was informal, I believe, help build the business case to support, you know, policy changes regarding maybe OMB A123 and A11 to include enterprise risk management language in there.
And what is that? Just a quick question on that one. What do you think? Is there any insight as to when the new updated A123 is going to be out? I know it comes out of OMB, but I was wondering.
It should be soon. It should be this calendar year. Okay. The interesting thing about the policy, though, is the fact that a lot of agencies like Student Aid and others were doing risk management prior to policy. And that's a you know, in terms of innovation, how policy is preceding the actual engagement of the innovation.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. So my principles of leadership fit into that, and collision building, forward looking, foresight, and you know, making decisions and moving forward through instinct.
What are the benefits of pursuing enterprise risk management, or ERM? We will ask Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management at the U.S. Department of Commerce, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.